GPS subject.
Hi, is this Greg?
Yeah.
Hi, Greg. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. I wanted to reach back out to you before the end of the day. It seems like we're wrapping up our day a little bit early. Are you still out in the field working?
Sadly, I am.
That's okay. Your account is still in good standing. It's still active. So we'd have to wait then till maybe Monday to get everything updated then?
Monday, yeah. Maybe first thing in the morning will be better. 8 o'clock or something.
Eight?
And then
yeah.
My kid was doing some checking, and he wanted, you know, this is his company, actually. I bought this for him, but,
nice.
So he was Googling Salido and Googling Leadville. And we did come up on the first page, but he wants to know why these other companies come up first, or how we can get it where we come up first. Or is it because, you know, the what's and the whys. He said when he does TV, Buena Vista, which is our main, kind of where we're located, we do pop up first on the top of the page.
Right.
Do you have any answers on that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, what I can say is, I mean, when all things are equal or fairly equal, Google does default to proximity. Even though your service base going out to the customer, Google's algorithm has it deeply embedded that, you know, if the person searching for a service is closer to this certain provider, if everything is equal, that provider might pop up ahead of their competitors. So, I mean, obviously you show up closer to home, the farther away you go. We just have to do more. It has to be active longer. You get kind of page and domain authority and rank for the amount of time that you're on the first page. You start to leapfrog over your competitors. But it does start to gain traction. It's good to know that even in neighboring cities, you're already on that first page. Other things that you might be able to do to kind of boost your own ranking. I'm going to put a note in here to send you out a link to your Google listing, the review tab. And, you know, you can, if you like, send an email in mass, just BCC everybody so they don't know you're sending it to more than one person. Happy, satisfied customers can take 5 seconds to write a review for you, or at least click on the stars they want to give you, maybe 5 minutes if they want to type in something nice. But that does help. I mean, when it comes down to the minutiae of what actually helps you to rank better, having more reviews is always better, especially those good reviews that are going to have people clicking on your link and wanting to call you. But, you know, it is performing well at this point, and we'll just keep on doing what we're doing to have you eventually not a long time out, but it does happen that we do have to do a little bit extra to help you overcome the people that are closer to the person doing that search. So, you know, if you were doing that search in that particular city, you might get a different result, but you're searching from far away into that different city. So that's why you're seeing that result that you're seeing there. So, that's one thing you can do too. I mean, if you're ever traveling around and you want to just do a quick search for your services, take a second to pop on your link and open up websites and things like that. If you know anybody farther away and the farther reaches of your service area that you might be able to, you know, jump on their computer or their smartphone or have them do it for you, just say, hey, you know, do me a favor and just look through my website real quick because it helps my ranking. And that kind of thing does help too. Tells Google that you're relevant in those places when people start searching for you.
Okay. And then second note here, I did buy a company called Unlimited Sanitary. So do you see that on the account at all? You do not.
GPS excavating and portables and septic, yeah.
Yeah, that's like the main company. We bought a company called Unlimited Sanitary. We still do use that name. And I listed that down in Salida generically without a precise location. Would it help to utilize that at all?
It could, yeah, as a precise location. It's like a sister company.
Generic, you know, like if you don't have a retail location, you have Google can let you choose an exact address or just an area. And I chose to use it as an area, and I placed it down in Salida. So maybe there's something you could do to utilize that to at least maybe beef it up in Salida a little bit too or something.
Sure. I'm going to put that in the notes for our provisioning team. Real pleasure speaking with you. I'll give you a call at 8 in the morning on Monday.
All righty.
Thanks, Greg. Have a great weekend. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.